Villagers from Ende and other nearby villages in Mali attend this medical workshop on how to stay in good health. A doctor uses a guidebook to explain everything from how to disinfect water to treating mosquito nets. But despite efforts like this one, which have helped to decrease the West African country's infant mortality rate, Mali still slipped one rank in the United Nations Development Program's Human Development Index, or HDI. An economist with Mali's Ministry of Planning and Development, Mamadou Mega, says his country's rank last year of 175 out of 177 is an insult. He says that the rank matters to his government because it does not accurately reflect the efforts that the Malian government has made in recent years. Mega says that the current life expectancy in Mali is actually 56 years and not 48, as the 2006 report listed, and that life has gotten better in Mali. Resident Ali Bangwindo agrees. He is a tour guide in Dogon, one of Mali's most visited areas near the Burkina Faso border. Gwindo says that things have been getting a lot better in the past few years, and that people seem to make more money now. He says that before, everyone walked, and now, with cheaper imports, most people have cars. He says that without a car, it is impossible to get a girlfriend. Economist Mega says that Mali's HDI rank does not capture these changes.
The people who write this report have not made an effort to really come to the countries they rank, to gather official statistics that are current, to measure the progress that has been made.
One of the report's statisticians, Papa Sek, says that its authors do not personally produce any of the report data. The UNDP collects its information from other UN agencies and from the World Bank.
If the data is not reported to the relevant agencies, we just cannot use it because we don't even have access to it. We don't have access to national data. Some countries just can't afford data collection, and those are more structural problems. They also link to the level of development.
Even among these poorer countries that share similar development challenges, there is a sense of competition. Economist Mega explains.
If you look at the countries that are ranked higher than Mali, those are countries that have been at war for 10 years or more. It is not possible that they can be ranked ahead of Mali, which has known peace, tranquility, and has been in the process of making efforts in developing all its sectors.
UNDP statistician Sek cautions against these types of comparisons.
We are not trying to pitch countries against each other. I mean, some don't use the HDI as a tool for progress, as an indicator. They use it for comparison purposes. It brings in some sort of competition across countries according to rank and not according to progress.
Niger is ranked last on the 2006 index. Its officials have also disputed its rank for similar reasons as Mali. Its officials pointed to democratic elections and polio eradication as two major improvements, which did not advance the country in the rankings. Sek agrees that the index has its limits.
There are certain things that are not captured, and democracy, cultural liberty, and HDI cannot just include every possible measure.
Sek reminds officials displeased with their rank of the index's original goal.
Numbers are not everything. Numbers will just give you a sense, but it's what you do with the numbers that's going to be important at the end of the day.
The United Nations Development Program created this index in 1990 as a way to get around the shortcomings of using income as the only measure of quality of life. The index introduced life expectancy and access to knowledge as other criteria to capture residents' quality of life. The United Nations and other development agencies fund programs to help some of the lowest-ranking countries build up their data-keeping systems. Sek says that this is still a work in progress. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.